This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois is now the highest tax state in the country, according to WalletHub's latest annual study on state tax rates. That's a distinction House Republicans say highlights the growing financial strain on families and job creators. State Representative Regan Deering of Decatur calls it a real shame because Illinois is a great state with wonderful people and resources as well as great industry. But she says the state is losing those people due to the intense tax burden.
The more people that move away, the more the burden will be on those of us left behind who love Illinois and want to stay here. You know, it's just failed leadership. This is a problem that's not new. You know, we continue to climb the ladder and have now found ourselves with the number one tax burden. But families I talk to every day are feeling it and their frustration is growing. So it's really incumbent upon our leadership and our legislators to really take a hard look at providing tax relief.
At the same time, Moody's Analytics says Illinois will continue to lag behind other Midwest states and the nation in the coming year. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker visited Kankakee County yesterday after a tornado and hailstorm devastated the region this week. Sam Nofsker reports.
Pritzker addressed the press amid bare trees, damaged homes, and ongoing relief efforts. The governor said he was grateful that only minor injuries occurred in Illinois and praised emergency personnel providing aid and working to restore power.
In the state of Illinois, and I've seen this in disaster after disaster, people really do stand up for one another.
Devastating winds and record-sized hailstorms damaged hundreds of properties, including 30 homes that were totally destroyed. Pritzker says the state will continue to determine the amount of funds needed for relief efforts and believes the destruction warrants help from the federal government. I'm Sam Nofsker.
As the weather warms up and you begin planning spring home improvement projects, the Better Business Bureau can help you find a trustworthy business to get the job done. BBB says it commonly receives reports from consumers who paid a deposit for home improvement work only for the work to not be completed in a quality manner, on time, or at all. When hiring a trustworthy home improvement contractor, know your budget, research the contractors, get references, get it in writing, and don't pay in full before the work is done. Learn more tips on the BBB's home improvement headquarters. You're listening to WSIU.